back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined with my co-host, Jenna. What's going on, Jen?
Not much. Let's get into it.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
I'm exhausted, honestly.
From work?
Yeah, I'm just fucking dead.
Yeah. Yeah. So currently I don't have heat in my apartment. The heater and hot water stopped working at some point yesterday. So if you hear any background noise, that's my little mini heater next to me. It also, the high today is like 32 degrees. Yesterday it was 27. So this is fun. And miserable. And yeah. So this is why the episode's late, because from my end of things, I was frozen like a vegetable yesterday. But not frozen like a vegetable, but frozen like an ice cube.
Like what?
Frozen, yeah.
A frozen vegetable?
There are frozen vegetables. Yeah, what did I do this weekend? So Friday, we were supposed to get this snowstorm, quote unquote. We, New York, got like a dusting, but Philly got like 6 inches of snow. It was really cool. And then I had plans with my friends in my Philly friends, who I explained to everybody. Now what happens is you all move to New Jersey when you grow up, or the suburbs of Philly. So all of my Philly friends, majority moved to Jersey with their kids. I'm thinking like everybody who was there that had kids lived in New Jersey. And then my one friend, Sarah, who doesn't have kids, lives in Rittenhouse. So we all met all the kid people in Jersey. I got to see one of my really good friends' kids and played in the snow with them, which is just so funny playing. You know, they like think it's so cool that like an adult's going to play in the snow with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, sure. And then we went out for dinner, like a bunch of us, and then had drinks. And, you know, when you go home and it's like you just have like 6 hours with like your favorite people, and it's just so easy and so, I don't know how to explain it in another way of just like you're going home, friends, that it's just like, and it like makes your heart just like explode, and it's so right. It's just like so impossible to explain what that feels like.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I had that night, and then yesterday we drove back that night because my husband likes to come home and he doesn't drink, so we got home, and then yesterday I was like, you know, freezing my butt off.
Work.
What'd you say?
That sucks. Your heat doesn't work. Jesus.
I know. And like this morning when I went out, there was a little heating truck there. And then I went to the gym and came home. And when I came home after the gym, there was a really big heating truck out there.
So they're working on it.
Yeah. And there was a note on the door from yesterday that said, like, hopefully the hot water heater will be replaced by sunrise. So like, Meek had to shower at the gym this morning before work.
It feels like one of those things that, you know, you check before like the winter hits hard.
The oil, because I think what happened is the oil ran out. And that's what I would think too. Like if we're run by oil, wouldn't they check the oil and the whole house?
Time in preparation. Like you have all these people paying you rent.
Yeah.
But what do I know? You know, I don't have heat. Well, we do have heat, but we just don't really need it. So,
do you have it?
Yeah, we do have it. And it has been cold here, actually. Like there was a couple of days last week, and I'm always the one to be like, until your hands are frozen, we are not turning the heat on. And I was like, I can't even chop anything up. I was like cooking dinner. I was like, all right, we got to turn it on. So we did.
So you control it.
Yeah.
Wait, so in... No, I have no control over it. It just runs through the building. I've never lived in a building in New York where I control it. That's like some bougie shit in New York. And what happens is if it's 55 degrees or like there's a rule in New York that if it's 55 degrees or less at night, then you have to have heating on for your building.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder if that has to do with the pipes or something.
Yeah. So it automatically, my old landlord said that there's like a sensor outside on a lot of these buildings that automatically turns it on. Huh. So this is what I'm living in right now. So I have my little heater here. You might hear a little hum in this episode, just because it's too cold to, we're in the middle of like a deep freeze on the East Coast. It's been 20 degrees, literally 20 degrees for the last 7 days.
Florida, my mom was saying she was wearing a winter jacket.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
I didn't know where it was. I had to like look for it because it's the coldest it's been since she's moved there like 4 years ago.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They said this week, by the end of this week, it should get better. So I just like, what do I do about a shower? I'm fine because I'm working from home today, but like, yeah.
Well, let's get into some pop culture Bravo stuff.
Let's. Did we see Taylor Swift at the game yesterday with Kylie Kelce?
I think I'm over it. Like, yeah. I can't believe saying it, but I think the NFL has ruined this. And honestly, for someone who doesn't, like, it's not that I'm over Taylor or Travis. I want them, you know, to run off to the sunset or whatever it is that they need to do, but I don't need to see them on my screen every 5 seconds. Like, the NFL has leaned into this into a way that it's like, it's kind of like, this is annoying. This is just annoying. And then the other thing about it is like, then if you're out at a place like a bar or just like with friends, everyone is going to, like, there's a comment every single time she's shown on screen. Oh, it's like, and as if it's Taylor's fault. Like, Taylor's paying the NFL to show her the whole time. There's all these negative things that come with it that make it so unenjoyable to even see it. It's like, okay, here comes the peanut gallery, like, you know, right on cue as soon as they show her, and they're going to blame her immediately. And if Travis loses this game, guess whose fault it's going to be? Like, it's just, I'm so done with it. I'm like, I'm actually over this whole NFL season, to be honest. So I'm like, let's just
wrap this up. Especially. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, look, we have two more opportunities where this will be a thing. And then it will just be the paparazzi chasing them at nauseam and getting shots that way. The best part of
like the best way to say it.
Yeah. I watched The Crown over this weekend. Oh. And do you watch that?
I saw the first couple seasons. And I just like, we couldn't stay committed to it. It's not that it was bad. It's just like, I don't need someone to tell me how terrible the monarchy is. Like,
Well, they get the seasons I was watching, it was the Diana seasons, and it is so heartbreaking. It just was so heartbreaking, like what the paparazzi did and how really that's what ended up killing her was just this, you know, and here we are like having a pop culture podcast, but I just, yeah, it's really sad to see.
Did you see that video, speaking of paparazzi and just like, I guess like also mega fans of Justin Bieber the other day?
I don't think so.
It was like him just being like, he was being super gracious and polite about it, but he was just saying there were some fans at his home and he was just like, you know how, like, he was being very calm. And he's like, you know how, like, after a long day, you want to go home and it's like your safe space.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is that for me. Like, if we're out in public, that's different. But I would really appreciate if you got off my property, like, and not stalked my home. And he was calm as hell about it. He was, like, super respectful. But it's like, yeah, why are you at his house?
What nerve.
Yeah.
I mean, drive by like the rest of us would.
Yeah. And then like he still, like the person, it was like a fangirl or whatever, was like, can I get a picture? And he was like, not at my home. Like, what? I just asked you to leave. Like, what do you mean?
That's insane.
people are so unhinged about, like, I know that we love celebrities, but I'm not like running up to them. I would never stalk them. You know how you see fans too, like sometimes, and they're like crying. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Celebrity is going to bring me to tears.
Lady Gaga, maybe, but that's it. But only if I was like 1-to-1 with her. And I still don't think I would walk up to her.
Yeah.
So but like if I got famous and we were at like the Emmys together and then I got to tell her then, like, you know.
But then you're colleagues.
Yeah. So it's not as weird.
Yeah. This other thing, I kind of feel bad that the NFL is doing this to her because, you know, I think a lot of these like major celebrities, I mean, Margot Robbie, for example, just put it out like, don't worry, like you guys won't see me for a minute. Because she's like, I'm sure everyone's sick of me. Jennifer Lawrence did that a couple years ago. I feel like Taylor has to have some awareness the way that those women do. And it's like, okay, the NFL is not helping that. Like, you kind of just got back to the top after coming out of hiding in that relationship. And now the NFL is like blowing up your spot where people are doing the digs again.
Yeah. You know? I think, yeah, and then, like, they talked about, like, his engagement plan and all this shit. Like, shit's crazy. Like, imagine if that really was his plan.
Like, it's too much. It's too much. Yeah.
What else is happening in pop culture?
No, honestly. Like, I was on Page Six trying to get some stuff, and...
Oh, I just saw something. Elle King. Do you know who that is?
Is that Rob Schneider's
daughter? So she was at the Grand Ole Opry in, I think, Nashville. Oh, God. I am not a country person. I do not know this. And she, and she performed Wasted for Dolly Parton's birthday. And everybody's giving her ish about it.
Why?
Because she was like cursing and just being a, you know, sloppy mess.
Oh, okay. She actually has some really good songs, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're like, I only know that one.
Country, though. They're like, I guess kind of more like indie rock, which I mean, that's like right up my alley, so.
There's a great quality about her voice that I like. Yeah. I'm trying to think pop culture otherwise. Like, Jacob Elordi was hosting SNL and apparently... Olivia Jade, they thought that they broke up, but nope, she was there.
She's there. Okay.
Do you want to know what? Okay. This is something.
Yeah.
I got a Coachella ad on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how to tell Coachella. Like, I'm not your demo. Yeah. I don't know who these people are. I'm not the ones. Wrong crowd. Like, yeah, I didn't know half the names. I'm, like, zooming in with, like, trying to, like, pull my face back and put on my readers to see, like, what names these were. And I'm like, I am not the demographic for you. I mean, I'll go if invited and, like, get a VIP pass and, like, wear cool clothes and, like, jump around and drink. But, like, Coachella. And now I'm going to get more because I said the word Coachella. Shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you like maybe check a box somewhere where like you chose the wrong age gap? You know how like there's boxes where it's like,
you know, that. 25-30. Oh my God, this is so funny. I got invited. So for my work, I work with young people. And for my work, I went into the office last week and was speaking to one of the young people. And she told me she had just turned 21 and she's like, yeah. And like, we like went to the club and I was like the club. And she's like, yeah, like the club. And I was like, where was it? And she's like, it was like in Soho. And I was like, okay. And I was like the club that like stays open till like 5-6 AM. She's like, yeah. And then she tells me like, you should totally come with us. Okay. And I was like, girl, how old do you think I am? She's like, you're not that old. And I like didn't tell her how old I was, but she invited me to the club. And I was like, I don't, do I break it to her now? How do I do this? I'm not going to the club with you. She's like, I used to get in with like my fake ID. And I was like, yeah, so did I when I was your age 20 years ago. Yeah, 20 years ago, I could have birthed you.
It's cute. Wow.
Cute in theory.
I guess it's cute that they're still having a good time. Fresh livers, you know?
And I guess it's like she thinks that I'm cool to go to a club.
Yes.
What vibes am I giving off? The wrong ones.
I know. That's funny.
Anywho, what are we talking about with Bravo?
So, Bravo. I guess we can get in to the Salt Lake City reunion.
Interesting. Oh, my God. So,
two parts. Because
Heather Gay was at my friend who's in my... Do you hear that? The heat's coming on. Oh, my God. This is in real life. Do you hear that clicking? It's coming on. Okay. Heather Gay was at my friend from my sketch group's work after he left. Heather Gay was there. He works at a gay bar in Brooklyn. And she showed up there.
That's fun.
I know. Speaking of housewives of Salt Lake City. But go ahead.
I think they could have definitely made this two parts. Like, they had to have known that we would be just looking forward to the final version, like the whatever, third one. Oh, okay. Hello, 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 hello.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Hand deliver medical records. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Basically, I just think that it could have been two parts. No way Bravo didn't anticipate us just wanting the third. The second one was kind of a real mess. It was just like all over the place. But I know we've kind of talked offline about the Monica thing. And again, like, I want to reiterate that I think she's great for reality TV. I just don't know in this ensemble kind of vibe where they're trying to tell us that they're like friends. But I was also a little shocked with how, like, she didn't come with, like, if she really wanted to be on the show and like work with these women, I feel like come with your tail between your legs. Even just the slightest, but she just kept coming back with like, you bitch, Pitbull. You bitch, you bitch. And I'm like, is that, were we just going to do this for the next 45 minutes? Like,
she's a pit bull.
She's really, like, I find her cringe.
Yeah, because she's very, like, she belongs on a, with that group of women, like, she's in the wrong, like, she would fit really well in Jersey. I'm sorry.
An MTV kind of reality show, like something where,
or yeah, like a Real Basketball Wives, or yeah. or like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Did you see that video of her dancing in front of that car? So
what? Rough. No, ew! Don't even ew.
I actually on our Bonded by Bravo Instagram like made a comment like, oh wow, this is really cringe, and it got like,
oh, it got a lot of likes.
It was really hard to watch. Like, it was so bad. It was just so bad. She's just like dancing in front of a car, like she's like a music video girl, and these like, it was just rough.
How long ago? Like, from how long ago?
This just came out.
Oh.
And
Yeah. I mean, realistically, we're just waiting for tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, to me, it wasn't like Mary Crosby. I don't really give a shit about her. She's so awkward, man. She's
so mean.
And so awkward.
Yeah. What is, and I really was under the under the impression that if you did not show up to a reunion, like that basically was like the, you know, the kiss of death for being brought to the show. And for her to be invited back, like, she wasn't even, the fact that she's even at the reunion is weird, but not Monica's mom. Honestly, Monica's mom was in more of the show and had more of a storyline than Mary Crosby did.
I mean, that's very true. I mean, but I think one thing that we learned in this episode of the reunion was how weird and not weird, but how Monica's mom has really been more of like a puppet to Monica, like been puppeteering Monica, and how manipulative and wild that dynamic is. Does not seem healthy for anyone involved.
I also was like really thinking about it. I was talking to my mom about this the other day. And I was, it's so interesting. I am 100% really not. This is probably why people are so shocked. Anyone I tell that I watch Bravo, they're like, what? You watch Bravo? Like, they're so taken aback. And I'm always like, who doesn't like Bravo? But I really am not the right
demographic
audience.
Yeah.
I hate the arguing, but I love to watch them do like Craig and Paige and the having coffee that one day in the kitchen, or like seeing them do like the other stuff, or like them at a gala and being able to like kind of see who's in the background. That like I like the mundane stuff, and like when they're doing the resolve. I don't like the arguing. Sometimes I just like will scroll my phone during the arguing, and then I look back up and I'm like, all right, I'm back.
This just like talks so much to your personality, like how conflict avoidant you are. It's just so funny because I live you like that's it's some of the best part, except for the last few episodes of Real Housewives of Miami where they were just like sitting at the table screaming at each other. I was like, this is just annoying. Everybody's just yelling. Nobody's getting a point across.
When I had this thought, was watching Miami.
Yeah.
Because it was two episodes in a row of kind of just yelling. And I was like, oh, okay. We're just going to keep yelling.
Yeah. Yeah. I think tomorrow, you know, sometimes they hype these things up. We'll see if it lives up to the hype. Yeah. And if it's worth it. Yeah. What else was there?
Let's see. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh my God. I do want to talk about Kyle and Mo in the car on the way to that event. Oh boy. Karen, that
she doesn't like him anymore.
She does not like and him. Like, Kyle been seeing, he saw one scene of the episode, like just that scene before he got up and was like, I'm out of here. And he was like, oh, someone cheated on someone. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, probably for sure. But I think there's more to the story than that. But yeah, the point was, it was just like the
disgust.
Disgust. Like he talks and breathes and she's like it's like nails on a chalkboard for her.
And I would have always rooted for them. Like, oh, maybe there was a mistake and maybe things happened and it could be turned around. But after you're watching those episodes, you're like, she hates him. There's no chance.
This relationship is not salvageable.
Dunzo.
Yeah. And you know what?
100%.
Good for her, because I bet she did bury a lot throughout the years. Like, there's been the fact that she's gotten away with this many seasons and hasn't been super pressed on anything that is like the rumors and the demois posts and the blinds about Mauricio is kind of crazy, because if it was any of the other women, and I think 100%. Actually Erica brings this up on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, says to Andy, like, she makes sure, like, she's like, I love Kyle, she's my friend, but you got to question her the way that you questioned me. Like, I got to viscerate. Yeah.
I wonder what that's going to look like, too. And we still haven't seen the scenes about, like, where they brought cameras back up. We still haven't seen that. You're I think the other thing that happened in this episode was this Anne-Marie chick. Like, girl, bye, Felicia.
Yeah, she's a one-season wonder for sure.
No one cares. Like, I don't care. She talking about esophaguses and saying she's a doctor when she's not, but I mean, don't get me wrong. Both are insane professions. I'm not knocking that, but it irks the hell out of me.
She's one of the I think she's one of the worst housewives that they've ever brought onto the show in any season, like any franchise.
I can't stand her.
I wonder how she even got that role.
And what is her, like, what is her purpose? It's like, this is the storyline she's trying to find to keep herself relevant. And if she
supposed to be like some sort of like Kyle alliance.
Because Kyle's
vibing with the girls, and then like I guess this girl also, I mean, clearly she works out. So maybe they're workout buddies. And then she's also another, I don't want to say diversity hire, but like there's probably a few different things that Bravo was like, okay, this can work, this might work.
But and then I told you that her husband has been accused, like that's gonna be I'm good on her.
Yeah. It's really bad. All that stuff that went down online, did you see that?
Yeah, with a national anesthesiologist, whatever. I know. It's so awkward, but I love it.
Imagine going to work on Monday being like, hi.
I know I said that I was when he was an anesthesia, whatever. You know what I mean? But other than that, there's really not, like, is there a lot happening in Beverly Hills? Because again.
No, but I do, like, I'm loving Erica.
Yeah, I've always loved Erica.
Yeah, and I have to, like, when I was watching Beverly Hills from the beginning for the first time, which wasn't actually that long ago, I was like, she was the one that I was most like, oh, I really, like, I could watch her for days. Like, I was so, I just think she's, like, funny and cool. And I just, and this season, she's, like, really, really giving old Erica vibes.
Yeah.
Except she's, like, not burdened by this old man.
And I like that she, there's a part of me that likes that she's not engaging with people. I loved the remarks she said to Denise. And Denise, like, you're a mean lady. Well, Denise, you started it.
100%.
Take what you get. Like, it is what it is. I like her too. Crystal, I also, for the last however many seasons, do not understand Crystal's role in this, in all of this. I just don't.
I liked her in the last episode. And actually, I find myself, I don't dislike Crystal. I can understand, like, she doesn't get into the mix. And so that's, like, you know, that's not great for a housewife. I was glad, though, that she finally, like, yelled at Anna Marie or whatever her name is. She's definitely well connected. Like, she's like Hollywood.
Yeah.
Husband is, and I wonder if maybe that's kind of why Bravo, like, that's actually their only real, like, big Hollywood person. I mean, I know she's not an actress, but her husband directed the original Lion King, so it's like,
I just, she has no personality for me. Like, does she has no personality. It feels like people are probably friends with her because of who her husband is.
Or I feel like she is had like made me like maybe made a pact with herself, like, I'm not gonna let this show like bring the worst out in me. But but like, unfortunately, that's kind of what these shows are about. So
unfortunately,
in this game, but I don't know. I've been listening to different podcasts, and no one's like overly excited about her, but there's not like a huge hate for her, so it's very much this middle ground. And maybe that's fine with Bravo. I don't know.
That's interesting. Middle ground. Okay. What'd you think of Miami this week?
Just so much yelling. But stuff and the cancer is like pretty crazy and sad and scary. Because I'm sure that there is like, there's cancer and then there's chemo, right?
Yeah.
That's just... Alexi was like kind of really pressuring her into going to the Mexico City trip. Like she doesn't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Like, let's kick back here for a moment.
Yeah. And what do you think of the, aside from Gertie, what do you think of the Julia and Alexia friendship of this season, trying to like forge this friendship?
So I don't know if this is my own opinion or just from other podcasts that I've been listening to that have really put an emphasis on like Alexia wants to be queen bee, and she almost sees like Nicole, like I think someone said, maybe it was a meme, I don't know where I saw it, but Alexia wants to be queen bee, like all knowing Nicole is queen bee. And so there's like, she always kind of has this like weird thing with Nicole, even though they've apparently like patched it up. And I feel like Julia is just going to be another one of her, like, it's like, okay, another soldier, sort of.
I don't think Julia is somebody who's willing to be a soldier, though.
Maybe not.
Like, she pushes back on people, just how she did with her, what's her name?
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, is she not a soldier? Because there's been several times where she could really speak up. Like, they were at that Mamacita brunch or whatever, and she didn't, like, Nicole's taking the whole fall for this, and Adriana and Jules are just sitting there like.
But she said to her, and she said, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything.
You guys,
she called her.
It's just, Adriana is messy.
I can't stand her. She just seems like so jealous and a hater, and that it's like, it's it's just like embarrassing for her. Talk about people that. She's just running off of like vengeance. It seems so, and I don't know. Yeah,
she does pull like a lot of the storylines for a lot of the seasons are about her, and especially, or at least she's like stirring the pot, which to me again is so weird because she's not a full-time cast member.
Right.
Full-time cast member then,
and like, I don't think Marisol is either.
She's not, but I think Marisol has chosen that.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want all of her, like, I don't know. But, like, Anna Marie is a housewife on Beverly Hills, and she's been talking about an esophagus for 4 episodes.
It's so true. Like,
the main, like, pot stir for the last couple seasons, and she's a friend of, you know?
Esophagus for 4 episodes. Literally, that's what we're down to. Esophagus.
I can't imagine being her and watching that back.
Yeah, but I don't think she gives a shit.
She put out a statement yesterday saying, like, I would be just as, like, mad at me basically watching this, and that it was embarrassing, and that she was trying to almost blame it, I think, on the edit. But no.
Okay. Awkward.
Honestly, one conversation about her esophagus is plenty.
One conversation too many about your esophagus. Do you want to know? Okay.
Saying this right now.
I know. I started watching two yesterday because they started putting it on Bravo. And I know that I need to watch Traitors. And I know that you're watching Traitors because I went to. You're not?
No.
Oh, I went to watch your Peacock on Friday and you must have been watching it and it wouldn't let me watch it because you were watching it.
I thought
you were watching Traitors.
No, I wonder if maybe I went to bed, like fell asleep, and then it kept playing through because it keeps trying to, like, every time. You know how when you end Peacock, the next thing will just start?
Oh.
It keeps pushing Traitors on me, and I have to keep manually
Are you not going to watch it?
I didn't watch last season. I don't like television shows, like, in general.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
But I've heard it was so good. Also, I watched the first episode, and I know that I'm late to this, but I watched the first episode of The Girls Trip, the Roni Legacy Girls Trip. These ladies are crazy.
Still in my Roni rewatch, but I'm getting pretty far. I'm in season 8 now.
Wow. And
in the very beginning of season 8, and they're just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Dorinda, you forget how unhinged she is.
So I haven't seen totally unhinged Dorinda yet, but that I watched yesterday before I turned it off, it looks like, okay, we're about to get Dorinda, like crazy Dorinda. But I will say, of all the Bravo I've watched over the years, seasons 1 through 4 of Roni are some of the best times I've ever had. Like, hilarious, unhinged, cannot be produced if Bravo tried. Like, Bravo couldn't have done anything with these ladies if they wanted to. Like, they were so, the way that they talk and interact, it's so spastic almost. Like, it's so crazy, but I found myself giggling so much through seasons 1 through 4.
Yeah, and it was, and it really was when things were less produced and, yeah.
Specifically with these ladies, like, what were they going to tell Ramona to do that she was going to
That's the truth. Like, I can't imagine that Ramona is produced. She would just do her own thing anyway. And Sonia too.
They're crazy. They're
crazy.
Honestly, hilarious. Like, it got me really, honestly, like, kind of excited to, so we're, as you know, we're coming, I'm going to New York in May, and I just want to sit at one of the bars and listen to, like, these crazy ladies. Like,
oh, I'll give you them all.
Like, do they, like, I want to see this in real life. Like, are New Yorkers on the Upper East Side this nuts?
I think I said this on here before, and I've definitely said it to my friends, that the white ladies of the Upper East Side exude a privilege unlike any place I've ever been in my life.
Need to see it. I need to see it.
But for, like, people like you and I, you want to knock them out.
100%.
They are so entitled. So, like, I sat there. It was so funny. Maybe I told this story, but me and Meek were walking back from Central Park. And we're walking back, and this lady's just standing in the middle of the street. I swear to God, standing in the middle of Park Avenue. And Meek's like, what the hell is she doing? And I was like, do you want to know what she's doing? She's a white lady standing in the middle of the street. She's looking for a cab. And she knows that somebody's not going to hit her. She's just standing there waiting for a cab to come, for her to hail a cab. And she's just standing. I swear to you, she was standing in the middle of the lane. And we're just staring at her.
I both don't and do want to see how they interact with, like, wait staff. I'll be like Teresa Giudice, and they're like flipping tables. Like, that, if you want to see me get confrontational, that's the kind of shit that will make me get confrontational.
It's like, just like, and it's also like, it's the,
go ahead.
I would just say it's like the land of Karens up here. I wrote an entire sketch at our last sketch show about it. It was called the Upper East Siders, and me and my friend wore the same outfit, and we had Butterfield Market bags, and it's just like this fancy, stupid, like, specialty market. I mean, you would love it. but it was just like this, we were just making fun of all of the bouginess that people think goes on up here. It's just a whole other type of,
I gotta see it.
It's Ramona's, and you want to boot them in the face.
Yeah, I want to witness this in real life. I have to. Like, I just need to see a Ramona type sitting at the bar interacting with the bartender. I am dying to see this. I probably have to walk out.
The thought of it alone makes me want to throw up.
I have to see it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you where to go to see it. What else are we talking about today? I'm all over the place. I watched Southern Hospitality, and Southern Hospitality is giving me the Vanderpump that I've missed. It really is working for me.
It's good. They're young, they're hot, they, you know,
are messy. They party
really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a hot take. I know this, like, Joe Bradley and Danielle Oliveira thing are, like, really, like, kicking off, but, like, I don't like this for her.
I don't see it for either of them.
He gives me, like, little F-boy vibes, like, douchey vibes. He's 28.
He looks douchey, but I don't actually think he – like, I think he really wants a relationship. But I feel like there's definitely got to be some sort of age gap between him and Danielle.
Yeah, he's 28 and she's 35.
Okay.
Which is fine. We do not knock age gaps.
But I just don't – I mean, I don't know either of them personally, shocker, but they just don't seem like a match. I see her with, like, a tattooed Brooklyn guy. Like a man. Yeah.
He looks like a little boy.
Yes, 100%.
And that's because we're older, but he looks like, how old are you? Are you 35 yet?
34.
Okay. Yeah, I just, for me, after seeing him and the way that he acts, I just, yeah, he also looked so allegedly, I'm going to say, so yacked out on this episode, like out of his mind.
I don't like that guy that they met in Costa Rica.
Ew. No, and you know that he's the one that like touched Sheena or someone from Vanderpump. Charlie. Yeah.
He feels strange to me. I don't even know what exactly. I mean, I don't know. He just feels
creepy.
And like very into the spotlight.
Yeah.
I know they all are, but he's like not hiding it in any way.
And he definitely is on the show for the fame.
Maddie is gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Oh, you think?
I think she's so pretty. That hair and the eyes. I also don't. I give her a lot of credit for staying sober through all of this.
Oh, yeah, me too. What do you think about her and the boyfriend?
Oh, God. What a disaster. And like for her to be lashing out. I mean, I'm sure she's just lashing out in general, but lashing out on like when she walks away. Remember what that like they're all setting up or whatever in the most recent episode? And she's kind of
freaking
like
freaking out.
Play checkers, let's play fucking chess or something like that. I found that to be a little like, I hope she looks back at that and is like, that was not the right reaction.
Yeah, to your friends that are trying. I think she thinks people are trying to set her up, and it's like, or they're just trying to show you how big of a D-bag your boyfriend is.
He's also not attractive.
Not at all. I you know who I think is so gorge? What is her name? Maya? What's her name?
She's stunning.
She's like, yeah.
And that skin complexion, like.
And her skin, that's, like, I just keep looking at her, like.
Glowing.
And she has like a body for days. Like, that's what I think about Maddie. Maddie just seems like a little crackhead running around. I shouldn't say crackhead. That's not nice. Just, she looks like a little like waify.
Yeah, skinny for sure. But the, I guess I don't want to skinny shame either. There's fat shames.
And here I am saying waif and crackhead, like, Jesus God.
I feel like, but her eyes with her hair, I don't know. Anyway, the only thing with Maya or Mia, is it Mia? It's Mia.
I don't know. Okay.
The way that she responded to, like, the way that she lashed out on Leva, to me, made her so unattractive that I feel like I'm still trying to crawl back and be like, okay, no, she...
I wonder what else went down there. And I think her and Leva are closer in age. Like, I think Mia is closer in age to Leva. Like, I think there's more there than they're showing us. That's the vibe I was getting.
This was her side fun gig.
Right. Because she's in finance or something.
There's less, you know, she was there to party essentially. And then I was like, I don't know if I said this last week. I'm like, kind of a weird time to stop the drinking at work as soon as you guys get a reality show.
But you know, they
knew a lot was going on, and she was like, money to be made. You keep drinking that rosé.
Right. But I wonder, they're all still drinking or doing whatever else they feel like it.
Oh, that lady's scary. That new lady from Vegas or whatever.
Sure. They tried to do that at our old job. They tried to bring some. Oh yeah, we talked about it. I was like, yeah, no thanks. Southern Charm reunion. What'd you think? What do you think about JT? Because let me tell you, he has such a Napoleon complex, and why he's gunning for Austin, it's embarrassing, my guy. You're embarrassing yourself. He looks like a mug.
Like Austin, you could tell he's like almost like entertained but also taken aback at the same time, like and I'm not trying to be like, I'm not, you know, being an Austin apologist. I think, you know, he is obviously, you know, fuck boy he's like whatever, but as JT's coming for him, then when they pan over to Austin's just like a deer in headlights, and he kind of has a smirk on because he doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, like, how do you respond for someone so... JT just seems so, like, little man unhinged. It's like,
it was funny.
He just seems so jealous that everybody else is taller than him.
Yeah, he, and I hate that scene of him, like his, I can't unsee the hair that he, his love to Taylor. I'm like, oh, no.
It was so cringy.
It was so cringy. But what do I think of him? I don't know. I didn't mind him calling, you know, the boys out all season or whatever. I thought the obsession with Taylor was, you know, we were taking a little too far. Almost to like an uncomfortable way. Like, you know, that's also not really fair to Taylor, I guess. I mean, I'm sure right. She on her side. Like, I would feel uncomfortable.
But there is on the blogs, there's rumors going around that they made out or hooked up.
Got it. So it was coming from somewhere.
Right. It's like it was like out of left field. Apparently. Yeah, allegedly.
I've been like not following the blogs and the blinds like very
so closely. Another blind said that Shep did go to this rehab and that he was seen at Taylor's house.
When was this?
Last week.
Oh, very recent.
Very recent, which is interesting.
And she's still with that guy, do we know?
I don't know. I hope that she wouldn't give up some guy for Shep, because I don't know how to tell her, like, Shep's never going to be what you want him to be.
Well, I don't even know if it would be her making that choice. Like, I'm sure the guy at
one exactly.
I'm not into this. And he's hot.
He really is. And Shep, it's whatchamacallit's roommate on the show. It's the one that so-and-so's been accused of making out with on Southern Hospitality.
Yeah, Kelsey, TJ's roommate, and then Kelsey, who Joe was hooking up with.
Right, exactly. That's good. You're good with these names, yeah. I mean, the reunion, like, I'm so over the storyline. I can't wait for next season not to talk about. Like, two storylines that I could go without talking about are Austin and Olivia and the Taylor of it all. And also, like, when Craig and Paige are going to move in together. Like, I don't care.
I don't care either. Like,
I don't think
whatever they're doing is working. And it's like people are acting as though they're like really doing long distance when both of them are on record saying that they see each other every week.
They say they see each other every 4 days.
Yeah, that's like more than some people who live together really right. see each other. And it talk probably about long- really connecting when they are together. So like maybe they have it figured out.
I mean, I was in a long distance with my husband. We lived 8 hours apart and by plane, not by driving, by airplane. And we saw each other 7 days a month.
Well, yeah.
If that, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know why this, I mean, I guess it's perfect for people are so obsessed with them that like, you know, the Page Six can make money off of that like click reality does an article on them every 48 hours, I'd say.
Ooh, that scared me.
Sorry, I forgot to turn my phone. I got all these, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, those are the two stories. I thought the one thing that was interesting that Andy said was, do you think you gave more grace to Austin than you did to Olivia?
You did.
And what do you think about the throwing the bra out? I was thinking about that because, I'm sorry, bras are expensive.
She's rich. So maybe she doesn't understand the value of a bra.
Unless I would never throw my bra out.
They're so much money. They're like $60.
If you get the right.
Even at an American, like I actually, one of my favorite bras is the Aerie brand. It fits nice. And like they would be kind of the less expensive of some of the bras. And that's still like $40. And that's nothing for no one really seeing it.
To throw it out like that. Well, we have a lot coming up in the next few weeks. I'm really excited to see what Vanderpump is going to happen. They dropped the mini little push for the Valley. I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling about it.
The red carpet premiere for Vanderpump Rules.
Can we what?
Like, just let's just chat briefly about some of the interviews that came out of the premiere.
What happened?
Like, Lala's...
Well, I didn't even see these. I know nothing about this.
Questioned about some stuff, obviously about the Rachel stuff. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll have to see this season, but this Lala off-season situation has been exhausting. Like, exhausting. Like, why is she still talking about Rachel? Even, like, at this point, even if you're asked about it in an interview, it's like...
just move on. Say it's, like, old news. Like,
you know what? She's not in this season. I wish her well. Let's talk about what we have in store. Done.
I need to see these interviews. I didn't see any of them.
They're with, I think they're on Bryce Sander. Do you know? He does, no. I think he's one of the, he might write for People or one of them. So if you follow Bryce Sander, most of his Instagram like feed is like different interviews and they're clips, but you can kind of get something out of it. The other thing, I did like to see that all the girls look like their friends, like they've been photographed together. They were, it looked great. Ariana was asked about the comment that Lala made. And of course, Ariana, the goddess that she is, was like, she should have said goddess. And what I would say is that we're all goddesses. And I was like, look at you, keeping it.
When like, they go low, we go high. Ariana, thank you.
100%.
Yeah.
And then I guess, sounds like Sheena and Nick Vile have some beef right now. She's okay. I have to dig into this. I don't know exactly what happened. He must have said something on his podcast. Well, I know that he's had Charlie Brunetto on twice. And she, okay. So, and they've like kind of talked a little bit of, I don't know about shit, but then like, I think Sheena put out a video and was crying in the video coming at Nick Vile. I'll have to find this, but I'm exhausted with her.
Somebody who I could deal without my, like, if no. I, we should do a list next time of people we could do without.
There's so many.
There's so many, but she would be like number one up there for me.
Oh, bravo. They're like, God, these fans are fickle and all over the goddamn place.
Yeah. We have a lot coming up. There's a lot still dropping and the reunion tomorrow. So we will be back for y'all. Sorry, this had to be a tight episode. But we will be back for y'all next week with the actual date on a Monday. I have heat. It's coming back on as we speak. So love you all, friends. We will see you soon.
Okay, bye.